Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 311 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Brought to you by Caliper CBD. Are you taking CBD? Well, listen, there's a better way to do it, okay? Caliper CBD works great, and here's the beauty of it. Pre-measured, completely tasteless. You just mix it into food or a cold drink. I mix it in with orange juice. No weird taste, no oily residue, none of that stuff. You don't have to worry about taking too little or too much. Listen, it's completely THC-free. Takes about 15 minutes to kick in. Absorbs quickly into your body. All natural, non-GMO ingredients. No fillers, no chemicals, no artificial flavors. None of that. The CBD that you want, you take it and you get it. So here's the deal. Try it today. And you'll get 20% off your first order when you use promo code Alonzo at trycaliper.com/Alonzo. That's trycaliper.com/Alonzo. You can try Caliper CBD risk-free for 30 days. And if you don't love it, they give you a full refund, right? So what have you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. You lose 20% off the price. Here's how you do it. trycaliper.com/Alonzo. Promo code Alonzo. Gets you 20% off. Caliper CBD. We are also brought to you by honey. Have you tried honey? Because honey will save you money. Yes. Honey will get you promo codes, coupons, whatever you need online to save money. Now listen, we all shop online, right? And then you're looking for the promo code. You want to save some money. Now I just bought some jeans from G-Star. Okay, G-Star, on the site they were offering 10% off. Honey found me 25% off. It's a free browser extension. You add it to your browser. Whenever you're shopping, it scours the internet for promo codes for what you're buying. Then Honey applies the best one to your cart. Instant savings. Honey has found over 17 million members over $2 billion in savings, okay? It's not just a few stores. It's not 10 stores or 20 stores of it. How about over 30,000 stores online? Tech, gaming, fashion, food delivery, everything you buy online, Honey can help you buy cheaper. Okay, like I said, I went to G-Star Raw, I bought some jeans. So, if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. I mean, it's literally free and installs in a few seconds. You get it, you're doing yourself a solid, and I'll be honest, you're supporting the podcast, so I appreciate you. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/attention, okay? joinhoney.com/attention. Save yourself some money. Use Honey. I just wrote that. Wonder if I could sell it to him. You know, I started looking at the podcast, looking at my notes, what I was going to talk about, and then one more time, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Another sad case of a cop bullying a kid. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a police officer under investigation after a video showed on Sunday, February 21st, he's got a black kid pinned to the ground in a chokehold. A 13-year-old black boy pinned to the ground in a chokehold. I do not understand how an adult male has to use a chokehold on a 13-year-old kid. And don't, this isn't some giant kid. This isn't, you know, some giant football player kid who just, he's 13, but he happens to weigh 200 pounds. No, this is a little, it's a little boy. It's a little boy. People were yelling at the cops. It's just a boy. It's just a boy. Get off of him. You're choking him. And here's the thing. Two other cops standing there while he's doing this. So apparently there was a family gathering, fight started, baseball bats were swung, the cops came, broke up the fight. Then the fight flared up again, the cops came back. Next thing you know, they're arresting a 13-year-old girl and got a 13-year-old boy in a chokehold. Now, here's the thing, you know, people talk about black people not trusting the police and so on. What do you think this kid's attitude is going to be toward the police for the rest of his life? What do you think he's going to teach his family in dealing with the police? And can you blame him? Can you honestly blame him? A 13-year-old boy tackled and held in a chokehold by an adult male police officer. white police officer, but then you knew that. But how can you fault him? He's a kid. I don't care if he's fighting, kid swinging a baseball bat or whatever. Just wait till he gets tired. Tackle him, all right? Grab him, wrap your arms around him, and just hold him. We've seen kids having tantrums. If you're an adult male police officer, you should be stronger than a 13-year-old kid. And they ain't even suspend this guy. They're like, we have to investigate. So you're looking at a 13-year-old man choking a kid on video. What do you have to investigate? I don't care what the kid did. Okay, I mean, the kid didn't have a gun or anything, you know. Even if the kid was breaking the law, was a threat. He's a 13-year-old having a fight. Remember when that's all that was? Just kids having a fight and you broke it up and maybe a cop came and scared him and said, hey, you could be arrested for that. And left a message with him. Tackle him, hold him on the ground. Choke hold the poor kid. Yeah, so just going in, I just read that. And one more time, I'm sad, I'm hurt, I'm angry. And it just, and he's not the only one. In Plano, Texas, Rodney Reese, 18 years old. He's walking home. And mind you, this is during the Texas deep freeze, right? This is when last week, no power, frozen, everything. So this kid's walking home at night from his job in Walmart, and he's walking in the middle of the street. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm a city kid. I grew up in New York, and we learned that. At night, you walk in the street, it's safer, you know? It is. So he's walking in the street. The cops roll up on him, and they call out to him, and the kid's scared. He's nervous. Why? Because cops tackle and chokehold 13-year-old black boys, and he's 18, and who knows how much of this he's experienced or read or seen or whatever. So he's nervous when the cops come, and they ask what's wrong, and he's like, I'm just walking home from work. Then they say there's an investigation. Then he's detained for walking in the middle of the street, a pedestrian in a roadway. Then, of course, he's arrested for resisting, which is the new catch-all for we want to hassle you. You were resisting. And you know it's bullshit because they dropped all the charges. Now, here's an idea. What if the cop said, hey, man, it's cold out here. What are you doing out here? It's freezing. How about we give you a ride home? What difference would that have made? What a different situation we set up with that. Hey, we'll give you a ride home. And if the kid's scared, which would be understandable, then say, hey, get home safe. We're just checking on you. We saw you in the street. Walk to the side so you don't get hit by a car. Okay? Just do that. How hard is that to do? I don't fucking understand it. These young black boys, young black girls, just beaten, abused, taken advantage of. If this happened in any other situation, if a parent treated a child like the cops treat black kids, somebody would be arrested. The kids would be taken away. You arrested a kid for walking home from his job in the street? Once again, I said this last week, I'll say it again. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. This kid has a job. He's got a job. It kills me, man. It kills me over and over and over again. When does it stop? When does it stop? When do they just treat him like a human being? You know how fucking cold it was in Texas last week? Hey, kid, you need a ride home? It's freezing out here. That's all you had to say. That changes his attitude toward the police forever. Maybe. Hopefully. It's a start. Arresting him certainly changed his attitude or reinforced a negative attitude. Yeah, I know it's just a few bad cops, like the one from New York who was part of the protests, insurgents, terrorist act, attack on the Capitol, and was actually trying to beat another cop with a flagpole. Yeah, it's just a few bad cops. So what if a cop's trying to beat the hell out of another cop? Man, I'm sorry. I'm going down a rabbit hole. I can't. But I'm just tired of it, man. I'm hurt. I was that black kid. I was that 13-year-old kid. I was that 18-year-old kid. I wasn't big, but I was definitely tall at both those ages. Could have been me in either one of those. Could have been any black man you see, whether that black man be a gangbanger today or a CEO or a performer or an athlete, or God forbid he was an athlete, because then he might have been too big and too much in shape and the cops might have had to shoot him instead of choking him. Man, I am brokenhearted by this shit. I am brokenhearted by this. It's so sad. I'll say it again. We are capable of better. We as a society are capable of better. Cuomo's in trouble. You know, this thing. So, Governor Cuomo of New York, couple of years ago, took a bunch of money from the hospital lobby. I'm looking for the exact name of it. It's got a long name. Lobbies always have a long name. Try to confuse it to their real purpose. So the Greater New York Hospital Association, otherwise known as the GNYHA, they gave over $1 million to a Democratic committee that backs Cuomo, because you know how they hide the money. You put the money in a committee, the committee disperses the money, blah, 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 blah. And 2 years later, now he's signing legislation that limits the liability of hospitals and nursing homes and hospital executives and nursing home administrators, et cetera, et cetera. It limits their liability in these cases of incompetence and screwing up, whether it be with COVID or other medical procedures. And, you know, the thing about this is it shows they were like bribing in advance. 2 years ago, there wasn't COVID. They were like, look, we have a habit of fucking up. So we're just going to give you some money to cover us because we know something's going to happen and we're going to do a terrible job. And they did. And, there were a lot of people who died in nursing homes. And listen, there were a lot of mistakes made. A lot of them were honest mistakes. Pandemic hit, people didn't know what they were doing. So there were definitely honest mistakes made. But there were also cost cutting and, you know, we're going to cut corners here and we're not going to quite follow procedure there. And that costs too much to do. We've all heard these stories about nursing homes and hospitals doing that sort of thing. And it costs people their lives. And that's horrible. And now they won't be held accountable because of legislation like this. And there's stories of being more deaths in states that have limited the liability. Because if liability is limited, you don't have to do right. You don't have to do right. And you'd think they'd want to do right, but, you know, there's money involved. And so Cuomo took some of this money. Now it's coming to bite him in the ass. The interesting thing about this, and I'm really not sure, I'll be honest, I'm not sure how I feel about this. So the Democrats in the legislature and other organizations are going after Cuomo. And the Democrats are quick to sacrifice their own when wrong is done or the appearance of wrong. See, in the case of Al Franken, it was just the appearance of wrong. He was a comic. He was a comic and he did something that was a very, at worst, a tasteless joke, and it was during the Me Too era when Me Too was the big thing, and they Democrats couldn't wait to sacrifice Al Franken, their greatest voice in the Senate, a born orator who's a comedian, who has everything you need to talk. They were like, yeah, let's get rid of him. And it was stupid. It was stupid on the part of the Democratic Party to sacrifice Al Franken. And now it looks like Cuomo's going to go. And a lot of people are saying that now we're seeing who he was and that, you know, that hero Cuomo that came out in the beginning of COVID isn't really him. This is really him. Backdoor deals and hospital lobby money and stuff. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not in New York. I can't say I'm up on the day-to-day politics of Cuomo. Going toward his fourth term, you know, me and term limits, I don't think anyone should be in a job that long, but looks like he may not be. But the Democrats go after their own. The Republicans, this would never happen. If this were a Republican governor, every Republican would support him covered. Look, they're still trying to hide Trump's taxes. The New York attorneys got the Supreme Court to say Trump got to turn over his taxes, and they're going over. But the Republican Party, McConnell said that if Trump wants to run in 2024, he'd support him. Didn't McConnell just give a speech about how terrible Trump was and blah, 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 blah? Hey, the Republicans don't give a shit. I honestly don't know which is better or worse. To not care and support your own no matter what, or to be the first to destroy your own. Man, our political system is so partisan, broken, and wrong, straight up for sale, that I don't know. I don't know how you fix that. You know, there's still some good people. You know, you saw AOC during the Texas freeze, Beto during the Texas freeze. You know, there's good people in government. Biden's trying. Biden's got a... I tell you, the best cartoon I saw, his desk is covered with papers, and he's just signing, I got to unfuck this, I got to unfuck that, then I got to unfuck that pile. I haven't even heard from Biden. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing, and I'm happy about that, because he ain't playing golf. So Cuomo screwed up, and he should be held accountable. I will say that. He should be held accountable for this. This is a shady backdoor deal. You don't take millions of dollars from the hospitals and then grant them immunity in the biggest pandemic that, you know, we've seen. It's wrong. Could be illegal. Could be more than wrong. But do you sacrifice your own? I guess so. I guess you have to. I guess, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, you have to do what's morally right. And maybe legally right, but just morally right. So if Cuomo's done wrong, he should be held accountable. He should pay. Should it end his career? I don't know. That should be up to the voters. But whatever you got to do and whatever the law says, it should be done. It shouldn't be covered up. You know, this is how great the Republicans are when it comes to covering up and just straight out ignoring things that have happened. They're going after, I'm sorry, I have to laugh because it's so ridiculous. So Merrick Garland, who they ignored when he was up for a Supreme Court under Obama, they're going after him now as if this was his Supreme Court hearing in 2016. Like, we didn't have Trump and all these horrible judges and everything put on the court, you know, So they're talking about, I'm not even going to go into it. They're going after him, talking about how the Justice Department was politicized and weaponized under President Barack Obama. Yeah, after Trump had the attorney generals one after another, like, he would only fire him for not being in his pocket. It was Obama. And then he talked about the political targeting of the Obama-Biden White House, and wow. The great thing about it, they said that Garland refused to be offended or drawn into this stupidity. Good for him. But anyway, this is the point of the how far the Republicans will go to put party above country. That's how far they'll go. They're attacking Merrick Garland as if this were the Senate confirmations hearings for the Supreme Court that should have occurred when he should have been put on the Supreme Court back in 2016. They're like, this, you know, that Obama politicized the court system. That Obama Biden, the White House now is Biden-Harris, and the Trump administration politicized the courts. Like, it was all these conservative judges and prosecutors in his pocket, the attorney general who he thought worked for him directly and went after. No mention of that. Back to Obama. They never stopped trying. You know what? You should never stop trying. Yeah, you should never stop trying. And what I'm talking about here is BetterHelp.com. Now listen, BetterHelp.com is about mental health, and mental health is a real thing. Okay, I say it every week, and I'll keep saying it. What interferes with your happiness? What holds you back from achieving your goals? Do you have problems with self-esteem, with confidence, with depression, LGBT issues? Do you have problems with the family? We all do. We all do. We're all having different problems. There's new stresses, financial pressure. What about financial pressure as the government tries to get together the relief package? People are really suffering. And the thing is, you're not the only one, okay? You're not the only one. This isn't about a crisis line or self-help. No, this is real. These are counselors that you can contact anytime, okay? You can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. You get to talk to a counselor. You don't have to sit in a waiting room or anything like that. It's more affordable. It's more affordable than offline counseling. And financial aid is available. They work worldwide. BetterHelp.com. It's confidential, it's convenient, professional. They will help you. So listen, I want you to start living a happier life today. All right. I want you to give yourself a break. I want you to get some help. Look, I've done it. I've been in therapy at various times in my life. I believe in mental health and assistance in mental health. So let's get you started living a happier life today. Now, as a listener, you get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/Alonzo. Okay, join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/Alonzo. 10% off your first month. Do it. Take care of yourself. You are worth it. So, getting back to the podcast. Texas, thawed out, still a mess. You know, and here, I'm going to... Sorry, I exhale like that. I hate continuing to talk about the Republicans, but I have to, because this is their thing. This is their thing, this deregulation. Yeah, I talked about it last week. Deregulation doesn't work. So now, since they've had this power outage and crisis, they've looked back at it. Texas's deregulated electricity market has cost Texas consumers over $28 billion more for their power since 2004 than if they had paid at the rates charged to the customers of the state's traditional utilities. Yeah, so deregulation has cost them, in its 16 years, $28 billion more for their power. Power prices, that they went to a market cap of $9,000 a megawatt hour. That's right, you're going to be hearing about it. People getting electric bills, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 electric bills. Why? Because, see, we had this grid and this system that we completely screwed up, so we couldn't get any electricity out, which made the electricity much more valuable, so we're going to charge you more for it. What? And you don't want any government regulation. More importantly, and far more expensive, is loss of life. Good God. You talking about a sad story? Christian Pineda, I'm sorry, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but I believe it's pronounced Pineda, froze to death, hugging his little brother, trying to stay warm. And now his parents are suing for $100 million. Accusing the Texas Electric Reliability, I hate that they have reliability in name, the Texas Electric Reliability Council for $100 million. You know what they'd like better than $100 million? Their son, who froze to death. Can you imagine how horrible is that? How horrible is that? That's not the only one. No. A family, three kids and their grandmother, burned to death trying to stay warm during a deep freeze. Olivia Nguyen, her brother Edison, and the youngest sibling Colette, and their grandmother Loan Lee, all lost their lives when their Texas home erupted in flames, which started from a fireplace which they lit to try to stay warm. Jesus. Deregulation my ass. get some government regulations in there so your wind turbines work and people don't die. Sorry. You know, I look for good news. Got to find a little bit of good news. So let's go to Florida. First of all, there's a Florida official. He's under investigation by the sheriff's office. Why? It should be she. She organized a COVID-19 vaccine drive, which is great, but limited it to two of the most affluent zip codes in Florida. Yeah. She said she chose the zip codes by herself and selected some people for the vaccination list, a VIP list, if you will. So, she happened to put herself also on that VIP list for COVID-19 vaccine distribution. And now she's under investigation by the sheriff's office. And, she used her official position to secure a special privilege or benefit or exemption for herself and others, which could constitute misuse of her government position. Yeah, that's what that would be. What's really funny about this happening in Florida, aren't they the ones, these Florida county commissioners and all, who said the whole thing is fake? The whole thing is fake, but we still got to come up with a way to get in line first for the vaccine for the fake virus. So, gotcha. Now, in even better news in Texas, Palm Beach County. And by the way, I'll be at the Improv in West Palm next weekend from March 4th to 7th. Palm Beach County refused to lower their flags for Rush Limbaugh. Yeah. The governor, Ron DeSantis, said they're petty. But good for Palm Beach County. And the commissioner said the lowering of flags should be a unifying gesture. Quote, the lowering of flags should be a unifying gesture during solemn occasions, such as in remembrance of the young lives lost during the Parkland High School massacre or first responder line of duty deaths. Although Rush Limbaugh was a significant public figure, he was also an incredibly divisive one. That's a nice way to put it. Who hurt many people with his words and actions. Their flags did not lower. I mean, the idea of flags lowering a half staff for Rush Limbaugh is disgusting and ridiculous. So good for Palm Beach County. And that, look at the difference in commissioners. One sets up a VIP quickie line for COVID, and the other says, we ain't lowering flags for Rush Limbaugh. I'm going to go with that. I'm glad I'm going to we ain't lowering flags part of Florida. Tiger Woods. Terrible car accident, open fractures in his legs. In other words, the bones broke and broke through the skin. Tiger's in a bad way, and he wasn't drunk. People will be talking shit about him, but this was just a terrible accident. He was driving too fast, and he was driving too fast in an SUV, which is not a car. SUVs are hard to control. They're top heavy. Spun out, rolled, seems he rolled out of a curve over and over, and just broke his body up. Legs, feet, just he's in terrible way. So God bless you and good luck, Tiger. I think you've paid your debt for your misdeeds. This is just bad luck, man. Too bad. Finally, under the Captain Obvious, you know, some things. Am I going to talk about Marjorie? No, I'm not even going to talk about that idiot and science. Sorry, I even mentioned it. No, the CDC says physical distancing is not enough to stop the spread of coronavirus in gyms. They say as you exert yourself in the gym, you're going to breathe harder and therefore you may expel particles farther. Well, yeah, that kind of makes sense. I don't know if we needed them to tell us that or if you could figure that out yourself. When you're breathing harder, you blow shit farther. I'm rhyming again. Jeez, it's a gift. Let's stay fat, America. We were fat before. Now we have an excuse. All right? Man, I got the Rona. I caught the 19. I got my COVID-19. I got my COVID-19 on. Believe me, I am not judging anybody. So if you go to the gym, be really careful. That's all I can say. and people in exercise classes, man, what a risk. Yeah, you know, you're in class, you're close to each other. I know there are some doing it outdoors, which is better. I know some spinning classes and stuff outdoors. Stay safe, people. We're all tired of it, but it ain't over yet. Like I said, I'm headed next week to West Palm. I look forward to that. Unfortunately, my Nebraska gig was canceled, so that's not going to be happening. But I'm going to be out there, and I appreciate you guys, and I look forward to it. Stay safe. Who's paying attention? As always, you are. Thank you.